break open doors, leading you down into my core. Oh, I've become so numb without a soul. My spirit's sleeping somewhere cold until you find it there and lead it back home.
Wake me up!
All right, good evening. Welcome to tonight's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. You're tuned in live this Friday, December 17th, 2010, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Let me start by saying, yes, apparently whatever feedback is coming through on my end is an issue, and I hope to have that addressed by next week, hopefully by the first broadcast next week, which would be great, wouldn't it? And on that note, I think that we'll wrap the week up in live broadcasting, the work week that is, the week before Christmas, with some news and headlines and just kind of general lay of the land. And before I really get kicked into high gear, have you seen the A-Team or the other guys? You seen any movies lately? Tell me that the or any movie like The A-Team. I mean, you got Green Zone, you got all of these kinds of movies that have a similar flavor of, you know, expose. And while that might not be a new thing, the uptick, I think, of those kinds of movies and the message and the specifics is, maybe it's just me, I don't know, but wouldn't mind hearing from you about that. 800-313-9443, again, 800-313-9443. I've mentioned before, it's interesting, I'll just say it like this before we go into the first break. If you watch the movie Shooter with Mark Wahlberg, it's interesting that as Danny Glover's character is saying, you know, we need a man like you on the inside, a guy who, I can't remember exactly how he put it, who sees things, who knows what to look for. That's what he said. We need a man like you who knows what to look for. And as he's saying that to Mark Wahlberg's character, they're walking out of the hangar. And what's the backdrop? It's a giant flag with the Union on the wrong side, which historically has been a warning signal for infiltration and subversion. And isn't it ironic that today, armed forces and other various agencies and corporations wear the patch on their right sleeve with the Union on the wrong side? It would be called Union Left. It's supposed to be Union Right, meaning as the Union faces you, it's on the right side. You look at it, it's supposed to be on the left. Whether the flag is hanging with vertical stripes in civil fashion or otherwise. Isn't it interesting that the folks in the services wear a patch on their right sleeve and they don't even realize? You'll see this in movies and things, and a lot of times it's a foreshadowing, I believe. But that's an interesting issue. Of course, that you can see in the movie The A-Team, but it's interesting. I think the title, what do you think? I think the title should have been something more like the same team. How about the same team? Or how about only one team? They could have called it the only team. You got Black Forest, which of course is Blackwater, pointing to them. CIA, you got Rangers, same team. By the way, what happened to Blackwater recently? We'll talk about all that and more when we come back. Stick around. Be right back after this break.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Welcome back. I think what I'll do to kind of tie all this together is probably just go through some headlines in rapid-fire fashion because they're stacking up. I got tons of them, and I'll probably just throw them out almost as bullet points because that's about as far as I can get into them. I'll try to throw a bunch of them in the archive. But how about this one, for example? NPR the other day, the All Things Considered broadcast ran this headline, Holbrooke Death Comes at Key Point in Afghan Policy. What? What kind of a whacked out headline is that? Holbrooke Death Comes at Key Point in Afghan Policy. And when I mentioned Richard Holbrooke's death the other night, that I thought it was strange. And, that was actually the subject of some dialogue on that broadcast. So I thought that was an interesting headline, speaking of headlines. Air Force blocks sites that post secret cables. That's interesting. Air Force personnel cannot view the websites of news organizations that have posted cables obtained by WikiLeaks while at work. And, of course, it'll roll out from there. We all kind of see a cyber crackdown, but really – it's more than that. It's more than just a crackdown. It's more than just a tightening. It's glasnost, I would suggest. I mean, if you just look on Wikipedia, for example, at the glasnost and perestroika entries, you'll see some striking similarities. It's uncanny, in fact, in a lot of ways. Remember how every time I've talked about that, glasnost, the openness and transparency of the Gorbachev era supposedly, or should I say ostensibly, got away and got out of hand, and all of a sudden the widespread discontent led to, public discontent that is, led to the liquidation of the Soviet Union. Now, when you have public sentiment that's being steered like that, doesn't that just sound kind of like Edward Bernays? Fingerprints of Edward Bernays, and by the way, last night's broadcast was the final culmination of all four installments of the BBC documentary Century of the Self, Adam Curtis's 2002 documentary Century of the Self, and that was part one last night. If you missed it, check it out. But that's the introduction to Edward Bernays and his public relations position that he coined is everywhere and is extremely pervasive in today's society, and not just in America, obviously. Part of the way that this whole syncretic mechanism is being spun together. Anyway, when you watch these movies, it reminds me of this Glasnost initiative, the A-Team discussion, and, you know, it's all the same team. I mean, that was another thing that was mentioned in by Ned Beatty's character, the senator, in Shooter. There are no sides, kid. So that would have been nice to know. You know, Black Forest, CIA, Rangers, everybody's on the same team, and ultimately it kind of all points in that direction at the end anyway, doesn't it? Kind of, I mean, you get that take. And speaking of movies, I mentioned The Other Guys. Have you seen The Other Guys? If you've seen it, The Other Guys is the recent release with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell and Samuel L. Jackson and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Kind of have cameos in the beginning of the movie as the superstar cops, but have you watched the end? Do yourself a favor, if you get a chance, watch the credits and watch all of that financial data that is just, it's unbelievable. It's like a 5-minute documentary on the economic collapse from 2008 and forward. Very interesting. What's that all about? And so you put that together with a lot of the other movies that have come out in recent months. IOUSA is one, Melt Up. There are so many of them. It just smacks of glasnost. It's uncanny. So, as I said, you know, it's Friday. We're closing out the work week with live broadcasting. I'd love to hear from you if you have thoughts or input on that. I'll jump to the headlines here in a second. But open phones, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. While we're on the subject, speaking of glasnost, a couple of things about WikiLeaks, because obviously that's a subject in the headlines these days, and I've dealt with that lately. But from the New York Times article that I posted on the 15th broadcast, remember the one that I mentioned about WikiLeaks, the conspiracy headline from New York Times? A few things about WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks is a propaganda outlet in accordance with the American Glasnost Initiative, as I'd put it. As I've spoken about, WikiLeaks is also trying to position itself. This is from the article, and this is part of why I say this. This is a quote from the article. WikiLeaks is also trying to position itself more squarely as a news organization, which could make it easier to invoke the First Amendment as a shield. Its old submissions page made few references to journalism. It now uses journalist and forms of the word news about 20 times. Another new sentence portrays its primary work as filtering and analyzing documents, not just posting them raw. Filtering and analyzing documents. It says its journalists, quote unquote, write news stories based on the material. Oh boy, isn't that interesting? Look where we wound up real quick. And then provide a link to the supporting documentation to prove our stories are true. Again, that's an excerpt from the New York Times article on the 15th. And I posted that in the archives. WikiLeaks is also both a honeypot and a counter honeypot. Actually, if you follow the definition of honeypot in computer terms, when I say honeypot and counter honeypot, maybe the more appropriate distinction would be the type of honeypot. In computing terms, honeypots, if you look on Wikipedia, it says honeypots can be classified based on their deployment and based on their level of involvement. Based on deployment, honeypots may be classified as production honeypots and research honeypots. And so it's both. That's my point. And here's an excerpt that really kind of, I think, identifies that, again, from the New York Times article. Meanwhile, WikiLeaks is taking steps to distance itself from the suggestion that it actively encourages people to send in classified material. It has changed how it describes itself on its submission page. WikiLeaks accepts a range of material, but we do not solicit it. That's a honeypot, its website now says. It also deleted the word classified. Don't you hate it when you read it? It didn't delete anything. A person, an individual, deleted something from a description of the kinds of material it accepts, and it dropped an assertion that submitting confidential material to WikiLeaks is safe, easy, and protected by law. Now saying instead, submitting documents to our journalists is protected by law in better democracies. Remember what the founders, the American founders, said about that word? A vile and despicable word in terms of government. I suppose it's good for governance, though, right? Anyway, so Wikipedia is a propaganda outlet in accordance with the American Glasnost Initiative. It's a honeypot and a counter honeypot, as I would call it, or in terms of the types, it's a production and a research honeypot. And by the way, I might just point out, in computer technology, again, if you go to Wikipedia, it says a honeypot is a trap set to detect, deflect, or in some manner counteract attempts at authorized use of information systems. Generally, it consists of a computer, data, or network site that appears to be part of a network but is actually isolated and monitored, and which seems to contain information or a resource of value to attackers. So you can do lots of things. You can, there's a myriad of uses and applications. I'll just leave it to your imagination. Think about it for a little bit. So what else? I believe with the Wikipedia issue, real quick before we go out to the next break, this is yet another contrived issue aimed at syncretism and global hegemony. In simple terms, what do I mean? Well, remember what I said recently about the financial regulatory coup, and how I could see, I mean, we're starting to see more and more high-profile international incidents, are we not? This is one case in point. And here's, again, another excerpt from the New York Times article. Last week, Attorney General Eric Holder said he had just authorized investigators to take significant steps, declining to specify them. This week, one of Mr. Assange's lawyers in Britain said they had heard from Swedish authorities. Wait a second. That's three jurisdictions, internationally speaking. And then North Virginia is, you know, that secret impaneled grand jury in North Virginia is mentioned. So you got Britain, Sweden, and North Virginia mentioned in the same sentence. Is that not interesting? I got a whole lot more I want to throw at you when we come back to the other side of this break. And again, the phone lines are open. Feel free to call in. Open phones, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, bouncing back to the movies, and while we're talking about it, the confusion and the misdirection that the movies create, isn't it interesting that 3D was mentioned? I call it 3D. Distraction, diversion, and division was the tactic that was used to thwart the rogue CIA agent in the movie The A-Team, right? Distraction, diversion, and division. Isn't that 3D? A lot of 3D movies coming out these days, and hopefully they don't distract, divert, and divide. But, speaking of that three-pronged attack, it makes me think of that approach that I mentioned, the Balkanization of people, or dividing people using a beggar-than-neighbor approach, which is, either seeking benefits for that disenfranchised minority at the expense of the bigger group, or punishing the larger group because of some, ostensibly some action by the smaller group or individual. And typically there's some form of Stockholm syndrome that's invoked in the process, so that people actually love their kidnappers, just like Morpheus said in The Matrix. Some people are so hopelessly inured by the system that they'll fight to protect it. That's Stockholm Syndrome. So, anyway, on that note, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Glenn in Philly. Glenn, thanks for staying up late. Welcome, as always.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Calling in to distract, divert, and divide.
Right.
Yeah, I have to, a couple, I'll be quick tonight because I've got my thoughts collected, just got in from work and stuff, heard what you're talking about. One
collected.
Thing about 3D, 3D, Mike, another radio host recently pointed out that 3D TVs, well, flat screens were the huge thing of last year, and the 3D TV is sort of the big flop of this year already because... it's simply not gaining. Flat screens are still very big, but the 3D TVs themselves simply aren't setting the world on fire.
Yeah, but that's projected to be mainstream by, well, within 3 or 4 years. I think they think they'll get to about 18% market share in 4 years or something like that is what I
read. I think people still have to wear glasses for them, though, right?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I don't know about anybody else. If you've seen any, I'd be curious to hear what you have to say since we're on the subject. But I swear, I'm not kidding. Every single one that I see, and I've seen the Narnia one, wasn't real crazy about it. And the other one was the Will Ferrell animated thing. The villain one. Anyway, saw those two. Every single. What's that?
No, I didn't catch. I think the only 3D thing I've seen was Avatar.
Well, that one too. Every single one I go to, and I don't really appreciate them. I'm always curious, but they all give me splitting headaches. I get massive migraines, and I never get headaches otherwise.
Yeah, it's really hard. I'm sure it's really hard on your eyes. It depends on. I'm sure there are a number of different variables there, but it depends on muscle bounce. Like you know, anyway, it can affect. I can imagine that. I can imagine it's stressful for the eyes. You know, but. But anyway, it's 3D. And also, yeah, I just wanted to agree with your honeypot thing. And I was going to say that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, the Julian Assange debacle is proceeding exactly as planned. I mean, you know. Exactly what he was sent in to do.
It's unbelievable. We were joking in the break, and I actually said, you know, we were basically laughing about the same thing, and I said, are we watching WWF wrestling? It's just
it's exactly it. I'm sure I'm thinking Jesse Ventura would be good to comment on that, or Hulk Hogan or something like that, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? I remember back WWF. You got to watch about whistleblowing these days. They're trying to pass laws against whistleblowers. I remember that one time Hulk Hogan whacked that one news commentator upside the head and made him deaf in one ear for life because he asked him some question about being orchestrated and rigged. And Hulk Hogan, you know, whacked this news commentator and made the guy deaf for life. You know, which totally infuriated me. I wanted to see him sued and, that's just totally inexcusable.
Yeah.
But one time my brother-in-law had to set up a WWF show and for a military base. And, you know, they call him in and they talk about the show and they planned it. At that time it was Sergeant Slaughter versus some big Russian or something in Cold War era, you know, and in the end Sergeant Slaughter was supposed to win. And all the flag waving on the military base. And it's all scripted, of course. You know, they script it out when you contract for the show. And then, you know, so that's exactly what we're seeing in politics. Everything's scripted, just like Alan Watts says, you know.
Yep, absolutely.
But, and the one third thing I wanted to mention was I wanted to explicate the distinction between governance and government.
Absolutely. Let's hold that thought and come back to it on the other side of the break. I'm glad you brought that up. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. Real quick, as a bit of trivia, the other movie that I couldn't think of was Megamind, the Will Ferrell and Brad Pitt animated movie, but just talking about it gives me a headache. Anyway, we have Glenn and Philly on the line, and you were going to, in expository fashion, you were going to expound on the delineation.
Just explicate the distinction between, yes, there we go.
Please.
Governance and government. It's interesting. These words are kicked around a lot in patriot radio circles now. And usually governance is, the word governance is vilified, justifiably so, but it doesn't have to be inherently bad. Governance and government, first of all, are both nouns, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, government, the word government can refer to a physical thing and a physical world government, the government of this country, the government of that state, the local or state county government.
Sure.
So government can be a physical world thing. But governance is a noun that references a process. You know, it's abstract. It's not physical world, real world. It's a process that occurs in human minds. So, yes, they're shifting to the use of the word governance to emphasize, I would suggest that the reason they do this is to emphasize process over individual government, because just as multinational corporations don't honor the nations from which in which they develop, once they're internationalized, they have no national allegiance. They are global, and they just want to conduct their business worldwide and see themselves as persons. Since corporations are now persons, they see themselves as persons without a country.
Yeah,
and in the same way,
non-state actors, as they're sometimes called.
Right, exactly, and so in the same way that the emphasis on governance, you know, doesn't emphasize the sanctity or the cohesion or the, you know, permanence of any particular government. The people who practice governance see themselves as working within a process, utilizing a process, and just as a multinational corporation doesn't care about any given nation, so those who see themselves as multinational or international governance practitioners don't hold sacred the identity or history or sovereignty of any particular government. They are going to bring the governance process wherever they want to bring it and change whatever government however they see fit, because they're the great practitioners of the process. And that's
right.
That I had to really think about that, to, you know, why, you know, everybody knows that the word governance is being used manipulatively, but you don't hear anybody making this distinction between physical world entities and the abstractualized process itself.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's well said. Thank you for explicating.
Yes, that was big fun, you know.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely. And, you know, from explicate, I think we should jump over to expiate. Those who do that, who use the term governance the way they use it, ought to be encouraged to expiate, to make atonement.
I think we should excoriate and extricate them as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. But seriously, on that note, governance, you know, I think I mentioned this, I got into this a little bit back in the close of 2009, coming into 2010, and the whole administrative fourth branch series that I did over a period of months, and I usually like to think of it like when most people think of, you know, constitutional republic as, you know, that which we traditionally think of as government of, by, and for the people, the governance model is more at, on, and to the people. And governance, by definition, as you said, is a noun, but it connotes the exercise of authority, direction, or control. And so it's more authoritarian. Government kind of reminds me of what Ralph Winterroth is always talking about in the duly constituted office. What does it take to have an office and hold an office? And from there you have the administration of affairs of, you know, a city, a county, a state, a republic of republics, that kind of concept out from there. And like you said, that's more of a body, whereas governance is more of a, to me, it's an authoritarian process, I would say.
It doesn't have to be. That's just it. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Ideally, the word could be used reasonably. The problem is those who've harnessed it for their purposes aren't using it reasonably. they're manipulators.
Well,
you know.
Exactly, but doesn't that remind you of, you know, the way that Zbigniew Brzezinski has put it, the way that we manipulated affairs in the Middle East and trained, funded, equipped, all that stuff, the Mujahideen, and made it almost impossible for the Soviets not to intervene. And he said, you know, we didn't force them to, but we made it almost impossible for them not to.
Right.
And so that, to me, is what I think of when I think of governance. You know, sure, it doesn't have to be, but...
Well, I don't know. I think of that as, you know, international, you know, provocation and manipulation. You know, like Alan Watts always saying, well, the way you think they're using the words isn't the way they're using the words, you know. And they always reserve
exactly.
The right to deny with their mouths what they do with their hands, you know. what they actually do, you know, basically to be liars and manipulators and deceivers.
Exactly.
That's what they do best.
Yep, but, absolutely.
Can I take a minute to tell you about my Alex Jones moment yesterday?
Sure.
I was returning a pair of pants to a Kmart store. I had the original Seeker seat, but it was somewhat faded. It had been sitting around a while.
I can tell already.
It's just I had a run-in with a minion of the New World Order mentality who probably doesn't know that's what he is. And I had this, there was this not too bright lady at the counter who didn't understand, and she was going to put it back on my credit card. But the reader couldn't read the barcode on the receipt, and there was a number to punch in, and I couldn't even read that quite right. And the price wasn't visible for the item. So she swipes my credit card, and she says it's going to put X amount of dollars back on my card. And I said, well, I'm not sure that's the price. I mean, you know, I said, I know that, you know, I said, I'd like to just, you know, I'd like to try and get this number read, and we'll, you know, try and put it in and see. And she said, well, no, that's what you paid for. I said, well, no, I can't know that. I said, there, you know, if you swipe the card, all it does is provide the place to put the refund back to. And when you punch in the number for the item, you know, it puts up there whatever the current sale price is, you know, if you don't have a receipt. And I said that it doesn't know that that's what I paid for. She said, oh, yes, it does. It's like, no, it can't, ma'am. I'm afraid you're mistaken. She didn't understand. So she refers to this brusque assistant manager who, and I explained it to him. I said, well, it can't really know. I said, you know, I went over, I got a pair of a magnifier, and I actually got the number and eventually did get it punched in. And it turned out to be the right price, but I was trying to explain to him. I said, this, you know, doesn't really, you can't possibly know that this is the exact transaction if the receipt is, you know, keyed in. And he was like, yes, it does. And I said, well, no, it can't. There's no way, you know, obviously didn't understand the computers. And he starts to get huffy with me. I'm saying, well, no, you know, I'm afraid, you know, you're mistaken. It just can't. There's just no way it can. And he said, so he goes, well, now you're creating a problem here. Do I have to call 911?
Wow.
And I was not irate. I didn't use any belittling language. I didn't do any name calling. I didn't raise my voice. I was like, no, you know, I had an insistent tone in my voice, and I was mildly annoyed because they didn't understand how their own system worked.
You know, you're lucky you weren't at Walmart because, you know, Janet Napolitano's, if you see something, say something policy expansion.
Exactly, and I was thoroughly offended. I said, what? I said, you have no right, no basis. That he said, and then he said, yeah, yes, you threatened us. He said, he looked over and said, you threatened us. And then he averted his gaze from me, because he knew he was lying, but it just showed how readily this person, these people, this, you know, Alex Jones always talks about the little minions who like to feel powerful. And he thought that I was going to, you know, that I would be immediately intimidated by this, and this would shut me up, and I would go away. And there were people standing there waiting a while, you know, and this one lady was standing next to him, and she's looking, and first she's watching to see if I was being unreasonable, and I could see in her eyes that she's thinking, this is a crock, you know. And I said, this lady, you know, this customer is saying, she's thinking, what in the world? And so, unfortunately, I had been able to read the number, lady keyed it in, and we got it, transacted correctly. And I said to her, okay, now, that man was not wearing a name tag. I want his name, his immediate superior's name, and his immediate superior's phone number. And she gave me the phone number for the switchboard and said to call and ask for the store manager. So after I left, I called in and had a little 10-minute chat with the store manager and said, and then this is where I think people have to fight back on this stuff, or else these little mindless minions who don't understand. I mean, this was a case where the people clearly did not understand. When I spoke to the store manager, he agreed with me as to how the electronic processes did indeed work, you know, that there's no way it could have known what the price I paid was if the receipt hadn't been keyed in. He agreed. He said, oh, yeah, that's, yeah. I said, you know.
Right, because the
I could have bought
UPC
three
numbers different... are not product specific yet. That's coming soon, but not
well,
yet.
No, it is product specific. No, but this is transaction.
Not individual product specific. I mean transaction specific.
Actually, yeah, exactly.
Individual
I mean, because
product.
I could have bought three different pairs of those pants at three different prices And without knowing which transaction it was refunding, the computer would have no way of knowing that, you know? And
the EPC code is for the entire product line, so to speak.
Well,
it's for
that item, but I'm saying I could have bought, you know, that item at three different prices.
Same thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And the store manager got it, but the assistant guy didn't. And just the idea that he was so, he got his back up and his ego involved so badly that rather than admitting he didn't understand, he was willing to threaten me with calling 911, to threaten to lie to the police that I had threatened them. And then I was looking at it, I said to him, fine, if you can handle a lawsuit. And I said to the manager, and I think this is like a proactive way, when I called the manager, I said, look, you know, I'm a 50-year-old person. I'm not used to being, you know, talked to this way by, you know, department store management personnel. And I said, I've never had seen this before in my life, and I wasn't irate, and I didn't call names. And I said, you as a manager should understand the concept of risk management. And I said, this man obviously didn't understand that if he did call 911, I would have filed the lawsuits against both the store and him, named him personally in a civil tort, you know, using civil tort law. I would have been named personally in a defamation suit.
And I probably would have found a couple other folks, and who knows what class action might have ensued.
I think you need like 25 people to do class action. So, you know, it would have been based on one incident, but I could have potentially subpoenaed some of the witnesses. And I said, you know, people might be tempted in today's circumstances and think that they have, you know, the law completely on their side, wrapped around their finger, and they can just say whatever they want and get whatever they want done to people. But, you know, I said, you know, the company might want to think about this because you don't want to have your, you know, lower management personnel getting the company sued because of defamatory allegations, false allegations made towards customers on a moment's notice. And he was like, okay. I said, I don't know if he was having a bad day or what. He said, he just got here. How can he be having a bad day? You know, I said, well, maybe he had a bad day at home and brought baggage with him to work, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I said, I'm certainly, you know, I wasn't dressed up or anything like that. You know, if he was just, I was just wearing, one of my lesser coats, you know, and I thought, you know, he might have thought he had an easy victim in front of him and didn't realize that I would bite back. And
can I throw a twist in there a little bit?
Sure.
As I listen, I think the most heinous thing that I think of is that in today's world, because administrative law is based almost entirely on public policy, I mean, it's the corporate handbook applied to public law, so to speak. The most heinous aspect of that is that his assertion that you threatened him or them might actually apply because you did threaten him. He felt threatened by your superior knowledge. So
this idea of always kowtowing to everybody's feelings, I am not. If somebody has an anxiety disorder or something like that, why should this idea that no one can ever be offended or nobody can ever have their feelings hurt? Or no one can ever be made anxious. It's like, wait a minute, if you have an anxiety problem, you know, and you're on anxiolytic drugs and I'm interacting normally in society and you're anxious, that's not my fault. You know, so this idea
you just say that because you're a hate monger. I mean, you never interact with anybody that has medical conditions or anything, so.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
you do. I'm just kidding.
I'm completely responsible for your feelings, right? It's like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. But so anyway,
mention that because of your, you know, medical background, people listening, you know, to me again.
I've worked in a psych hospital, you know. The scary thing is that most of the people who belong in psych hospitals are on the street. You know, there are people in psych hospitals who don't need to be there, and there are a lot of people on the street who need, you know, could use some attention.
Yeah. I would agree.
But anyway, so that was my little stand up and fight the minions moment of the day. I felt gratified after I got off the phone with the guy, you know, with the manager, and you know, but I really had to swallow hard and make sure I didn't respond angrily to him when he threatened me, because Okay, I'm going to get this done and get out of here and then go through the channels, you know?
Because
if I had taken him on at that moment, I could have, there could have been trouble, you know?
Yeah. I really think those are the moments that Jesus meant when he said, you know, we'll kill him with kindness, basically. You know,
yeah, turn the other cheek.
Yeah, you've heard it said, you know, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. I give you a new commandment. You know, today I tell you, love your enemy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Kill him with kindness.
Well, I didn't hate the guy, but I in that moment, I was seeing this guy as... I was seeing that, first of all, as probably a highly overstressed, highly underpaid, very busy guy who probably doesn't like his job that much, and who was totally brainwashed unwittingly by this notion that you can just do things like, you know, vilify someone and get away with it.
Exactly. Folks, stick around. I'll be right back after this break.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system, and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Back. Final segment of tonight's broadcast. Didn't get through all the headlines. There are a bunch more. I'll have to get to them next week. And there's one in particular that I really want to get to. That's Henry Mankow's article about It's titled Illuminati Use Women to Destroy Men. Fantastic post. If you get a chance, look it up, check it out. It's fantastic. So are most of the other ones that he's posted recently. But how's this for a headline over at New York Times the other day? Bloomberg to publish editorials. Listen to this. I would call this, with Edward Bernays in mind, this I would call truth in advertising. Bloomberg will begin publishing editorials. Why? In an effort to broaden its influence on national affairs. At least they're being honest, right? I can't believe it. I'm not surprised, but I'm still kind of shocked and astonished. Anyway, do we still have Glenn?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Right on.
Well, that sounds like a legitimate use of that. That is sort of the purpose of editorials, is to put an opinion out there and sway opinion, you know.
But to influence national affairs?
It sounds a bit grandiose, but it sounds a little bit on the large side, but one can dream.
I guess.
Who knows? I mean, they let's face it, it's all about, you know, programming the minds of the public. They just want to, you know, they think they can do a bigger, better job if they do it that way, I guess, you know?
Okay, so since we're on that subject, is it automaton or automaton?
I say automaton. I put the emphasis on the second syllable.
Gotcha. I don't remember. I've looked it up. I think the proper is automaton, but I've heard guys that, you know, like intelligence community officials say automaton, so.
I'm pretty sure automaton. I think the emphasis shifts in,
I think when you're right.
That construct, yeah.
I think but, you're right.
And, yeah. But, let's say I'm autologous. You know, it's not autologous, it's autologous, you know. Mm-hmm. So that, When you're making a compound word with auto as a prefix, the emphasis shifts to the two. Autonomous, it's not autonomous, it's autonomous, right?
Yeah.
So there we go. But anyway, if you have other callers waiting or you want to do your headlines, I should probably bow out.
Well, there are a couple that I was going to mention real quick. You know, there's a lot of chatter that most people I don't think are picking up that OpenLeaks is supposed to fill the WikiLeaks void. So now there's this growing, you know, groundswell of interest and attention being drawn to the OpenLeaks site as the replacement for WikiLeaks. So that was
great.
One of them. Anyway, speaking of WWF wrestling,
They'll just infiltrate and harness that one too, you know.
Hey, don't look over here. Oh my goodness, I can't believe it. And the Defense Department and community is pointing to that. Those same folks that are trying to censor the Air Force guys, it's all contrived. It's glasnost, man, for America, anyway.
Yeah, we're so predictable, aren't we?
Absolutely. Bernays was right. We're stupid. as a group, you know, in numbers, definitely the herd is not smart.
Well, anyway. they can do nothing except the Father allow it, and as Joseph said to his brothers, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good.
Amen. Genesis 50. Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks. Take care, Chris.
All right. Bye. Thanks, folks. Have a great weekend. It's an honor, a pleasure as always. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
It's true. Go.